Macmillan Audio presents Once We Were Brothers by Ronald H. Balsam. Read for you by Fred Berman. Part 1. The Confrontation. Chapter 1. Chicago, Illinois, September 2004. Ben Solomon stood before his bathroom mirror, fumbling with his bow tie. He was 83 years old and getting dressed for Judgment Day. Years had come and gone since he had last worn his tuxedo, but then Judgment Day was a black tie affair. He uttered a Polish phrase to the man in the mirror and reached into his pocket to re-examine his pricey ticket. Lyric Opera of Chicago, Opening Night Gala, September 26, 2004. La Forza del Destino, Main Floor, Aisle 2, Row KK, Seat 103. A seat he did not intend to occupy. Truth be told, he didn't care much for opera. The ticket had set him back $500, a goodly sum for a pensioner. He pulled back the cuff of his shirt sleeve to check the time on his watch, a silver band citizen given to him when he retired from the Chicago Park District 8 years ago. 4:30. Still 2 hours until the doors would open. He walked into his living room. The windows of his modest one-bedroom apartment faced east, toward Lake Michigan, and the row of condominium towers that stretched north in a line from the Loop to Thorndale Avenue, like a stand of Midwest corn. The late afternoon sun laid a track of shadows across Lakeshore Drive and onto the lush grass of the Waveland Golf Course, where he'd worked as a starter for almost 50 years. To his right, in the mirrored calm of Belmont Harbor, the luxury cruisers rested comfortably in their slips. He lingered. How he loved that view. He conceded that he might be looking at it for the last time. Once more, he checked his appearance in the mirror. He asked Hannah if he looked all right. Was he dapper? He wished she were there to answer. Underneath his sweaters, in the bottom drawer of his bureau, lay a cardboard cigar box. Setting the box on the bureau top, he lifted the lid and removed a German P-08 Luger, World War II vintage, in mint condition, purchased at an antique gun show for $1,250, another hit to his savings account. He stuffed the pistol in his belt beneath his cummerbund. 5 o'clock. Time to walk to the corner, flag a southbound taxi, and join up with the glitterati at the undisputed jewel of the social season. Chapter 2. In his dressing room on the second floor of his Winnetka mansion, a generous 4-acre estate set high on a bluff overlooking the lake, Elliot Rosenzweig stood fumbling with his cufflinks.
"Jennifer," he called out, "would you come help me, please?"
The young medical student, sparkling in her formal evening gown, breezed into the master suite and to the side of her grandfather, who was grappling with his French cuffs.
"Puffy, we're going to be late if we don't hurry."
He watched her hands easily fasten the gold links. So supple, so young. Soon to be a surgeon's hands, he thought.
"There," she said.
Beaming with profound adoration, he kissed her on the forehead.
"I'm so proud of you," he said.
"For fastening your cuffs?"
"For being my angel."
"I love you too, Poppy."
She twirled and headed for the closet door.
"That's a beautiful..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?